This is the Classic Business SME feature.
Well, walking through some malls during the most recent bout of load shedding over the holidays, it's quite clear that the damage inflicted on SMEs is perhaps the most painful for the South African economy. And we obviously have mall owners and landlords keeping basic services going, but many of the shops I frequented had to shutter and turn customers away. One wonders how the many small mom and pop shops and other businesses are managing to cope in other sectors outside of retail. The question is there light for the country's SMEs in 2020? Well, we've invited Kumaran Padayachi, who's CEO of Spartan SME Finance. They really specialize in innovative funding methods. We're not going to talk about innovative funding methods of the land reform program, Kumaran. We're talking about SMEs tonight. And you have more than a candle of insight here. Good evening. How will this economic malaise that we find ourselves in, thanks largely to Eskom, affect SMEs this year?
You know, the headline is that we know, the obvious headline is that it's going to be bad. We know the growth is going to be anemic, 0.5% to 0.9%. So we know that. That's the obvious things that we know. But what I'm saying is that for SMEs, it needn't be a death sentence. They needn't resign themselves to the fact that it's going to be anemic and then they must accept that. So, and the reason for this is that whilst the macro economy is very important, for SMEs, it's not necessarily the most important thing. Mm. And you know, if you look at it, an SME in a particular sector could be having decimal points market share, 0.000%, 1% market share. So it's possible in a sector and in an economy that's not really growing, maybe flat, for them to still double their business. Not all of them, but some of them. Because they're such a small bit player in a particular sector, right?
Yep.
If you're the monopoly player in that sector, if you then
the big macro
right,
wins,
so you're very,
buffet your sales.
Yes.
And there's opportunity here as well, Kumaran, because often the bigger businesses, those that are buffeted by the macro issues, start focusing on their core business and start hiving off supposedly non-core items.
Yes.
And there's opportunity for SMEs to play there.
To acquire, they can perhaps be a bit more nimble. I'm saying that what they should be doing now is probably two categories of things, right? So the one is to make sure you have the right lens or the right philosophical perspective. Mm. Because you're in a negative environment, very volatile environment, and you can't be overly optimistic. Some people are. And because that delusion leads to disappointment on the one hand of a scale or continuum. On the other side, you shouldn't be living in a pessimism all the time because that fear and that anxiety doesn't give you the right perspective. So you need to be somewhere in the middle to say, listen, I'm both optimistic and a bit pissed about certain things. So the lens is the important stuff because you could be missing a red flag or you could be missing an opportunity. So the lens is the first thing. And you know, and we have to calm our emotions and just have proper perspective. That's the first category, I would say. And then that leads to the second category is to make sure your business model is more robust now. Because, you know, what is it? Warren Buffett said, when the tide goes out, then I can see who's swimming naked. So make sure you have your shorts on, right?
So what does that mean?
What does that mean is that it means you look at your business and you look at the sector you're operating in and you identify what you think to be the top three opportunities for you, right? And it won't be an exact science, but it requires that perspective to be thinking. On the other hand, you need to see where's the top three red flags. Forget about all the use 80-20 principle here. So you're going to go through the big stuff and then put some resources or planning in place to take advantage of these shifts that will happen because there will be shifts in all this distress.
Yeah,
and you don't want to be a victim, right? When the big tree falls, what does that mean? If you got overexposed to one large client in that sector and that big tree falls, he's going to crush you.
If you're only supplying Dion Wired and all of a sudden they're closing their stores, it may be an opportunity into other parts of the mass market business. But
Good. The
lesson there is do not overexpose yourselves.
Yes.
Should local SMEs be worrying about what's happening globally and Brexit and Trump and trade deals? Or does that not bother them?
My view is yes, it's a soft yes. It's yes, but on the periphery. And the reason for that is because there's not much you can do to control. In fact, you can't control that. And the general SME population may not be involved in exporting or whatever it is. If, of course, you are, then don't even try to be a smart I can't use that language, right? Don't try and be too smart. Just take foreign exchange cover and all this. Don't try and game the system. You know what I mean? But most businesses, you should focus just on the South African economy and focus more importantly on your perspective and your business model being robust. You can't control those things. You're going to have sleepless nights for nothing.
Don't be a smart aleck and start talking about bolts that have been thrown into particular generators. So what do we need to do to get ready for 2020? It's the year of hindsight. I said in the beginning, we're going to get so sick and tired of that particular phrase. But it's an important one because we need to be learning lessons from the past. How do we use that to build for the future?
Right. So, you know, it's a growth question. And so all growth starts with revenue. And the revenue question is more about strategy and your sales and your marketing plans. And so this is where I would advocate that SMEs need to focus on. You can't cut your way into growth. Mm-hmm. Yes, as a country, as South Africa, yes, we do need to cut costs, right? But I'm saying as an SME, there's only so much of costs you can cut. So you need to have a growth outlook. And for that, it requires you to kind of get better on your strategic planning. How you going to MacGyver? I like that word. I remember that scene. How you going to MacGyver in the landscape?
Richard Dean Anderson and the
That's it. And your sales plans and marketing plans. So the weak type of sales plans and the non-existent marketing plans are not going to survive here. Those that are more robust, you know, if you're relying on an old cold calling kind of methodology, that's 1920s kind of modus operandi. You have to be very smart and switched on now.
And to the earlier point that was raised by Peter Sattar, we're doing more with less. We're being forced to do more with less.
Yes.
Funding is becoming increasingly more difficult to come by.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean it's impossible to come by. One can innovate, and that's really what you do at Spartan.
Yes, we are involved in that. I would say that funders are going to be a bit reticent now. They are already. That means the taps are not going to be flowing so easy. But there's an abundance of funding. There's more money trying to look for the right type of jockeys to back. But you are going to be more circumspect of funders. We're already more circumspect. And so it requires a jockey, an entrepreneur, an SME to have their act together. You know, today I just come here from a credit committee meeting. We had an entrepreneur got a state-owned contract for about 50 million rand. He needed only 15 million against that. And theoretically, it was something we could do. But the jockey himself was the problem. The character and the competence of the jockey made a very bad impression with our credit committee. So you don't want to let yourself down by things like that. So you're going to be... you have to stand up to a more robust, rigorous assessment with funders these days.
Absolutely. Go in and do diligence yourself and pretend you're not Adam Nyman for the WeWork IPO and try and be a little bit more robust than that. Kumran Padayachi, CEO of Spartan SME Finance, wishing you a robust and successful 2020. Take care. Michael.